This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Michael J. Holmes, appellant, versus Kenneth Zellers, Andrew Bailey, Mayor Tashara Jones, Betty Battleturner, Richard Gray, Thomas Irwin, Irwin Switzer, Francis Slay, and City of St. Louis respondents. Decided July 29th, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. Michael J. Holmes, no, ED12676. Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis, 1522 CC00287 versus. Kenneth Zellers, Andrew Bailey, Honorable Michael F. Stelzer, Mayor Tashara Jones, Betty, Battleturner Richard Gray, Thomas Irwin, Irwin Switzer, Francis Slay, and City of St. Louis. Respondents, filed July 29th, 2025. Before James M. Dowd, P.J., Lisa P. Page, J., and Christopher K. Limbaugh, SIP J. Opinion. The principal events giving rise to this declaratory judgment action occurred on December 9, 2003, on Kate Street in the City of St. Louis, when two disgraced St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, SLMPD, officers falsely claimed that they saw appellant Michael Holmes selling drugs outside his grandmother's residence, and then claimed they found drugs on Holmes's person inside the house during an ensuing search of the property. The officer's arrest of Holmes that day led to his 2006 convictions on federal drug charges, for which he received a 25-year sentence. In 2011, 5 years into Holmes's sentence, an SLMPD internal investigation demonstrated that the two officers, Shell Sharp and Bobby Lee Garrett, had engaged in repeated misconduct as police officers. This ultimately led a federal court to review two the circumstances of Holmes's arrest and to vacate Holmes's convictions because the two former officers' discredited testimony left the government unable to prove its case. In December 2012, Holmes brought a civil suit against Sharp and Garrett in their personal and official capacities, and also against the Board of Police Commissioners for violating his civil rights under 42 U.S.C. par of 1983. In 2016, the case went to trial against the former officers, resulting in a $2.5 million jury verdict in Holmes's favor. The Eighth Circuit affirmed the judgment on appeal in Holmes v. Slay, 895F.3D993, 8th Circuit, 2018. But as addressed in more detail below, Holmes was not able to collect the judgment because the trial court granted the state of Missouri's motion to stay execution of the judgment without an appeal bond. In its motion, the state represented to Judge Henry E. Autry that the judgment will definitely be paid, either by the state of Missouri through its SLEF or by the city of St. Louis. Without a bond in place, and with the state and the city refusing to indemnify Sharp and Garrett, Holmes filed this action seeking the trial court's declaration that either the state of Missouri or the city of St. Louis, as the board's successor in interest, or both had the legal obligation to indemnify the former officers and to pay the judgment. In this case's first trip through the courts, the trial court declared that the state, through the State Legal Expense Fund, SLEF, owed the judgment. The state appealed and our high court reversed in State versus Holmes, 624 SWW3D 144, Mo Bank 2021, finding Holmes's claim ineligible for direct payment from SLEF. The court remanded to adjudicate Holmes's petition for declaratory judgment against the city. Holmes and the city then filed dueling motions for summary judgment, with Holmes claiming the applicable law and undisputed facts mandate the city, as the board's successor, to indemnify the former officers based on Special Order 305, which outlines the board's policy and procedures for the provision of legal defense and indemnification of officers. For its part, the three city argued that it has no legal duty, self-imposed or otherwise, to indemnify these former officers whose misconduct giving rise to the civil judgment occurred when they were employees of the state, not the city. In its judgment sub judice, the trial court agreed with the city. Holmes now argues in this appeal, one, that the board's obligation to indemnify the former officers is binding on the city. Two, that there are genuine disputes of fact that preclude summary judgment in the city's favor. And three, that equity demands either the city or the state indemnify the officers and pay the judgment. We grant point one, We reverse the trial court's summary judgment in favor of the city and instead grant summary judgment in Holmes' favor based on our holding that the board, through its policy and its specific conduct vis-a-vis Sharp and Garrett, agreed to indemnify them such that the city must pay the judgment. Points 2 and 3 are moot, and we note that the Supreme Court already ruled this claim did not qualify for direct payment from the state through SLEF in Holmes v. Steelman, 624 SW3D 1144, Mobank, 2021. Background control of the SLMPD. The control of the SLMPD changed hands during